Looking at how they just chose a replacement here for Judas. Now, we looked at, we've already gone through, to pick a replacement, an apostle had to be an eyewitness of the resurrected Christ. Very simple. It's cut and dry, plain and simple. To be an apostle, you had to see Jesus Christ after he was raised up from the dead with your own eyes. Simple as that. You had to see him. A, B, you were chosen by the Lord. Even here in this case, it says, they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11. I say to you that God is the one orchestrating behind the scenes for that to work out that way. Did you know that? That is even here in the Bible. Listen to this. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 33. It says, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. The Lord is the one who orchestrated these things. Now, this is the last time in the Bible you're going to find this casting lots. You also can read in another proverb, too. That was Proverbs 18:18. More about casting lots. But you see, this is prior to the Holy Spirit. Once the Holy Spirit descends on the day of Pentecost, once the Holy Spirit descends on you, friend, you don't need to cast lots for anything. You don't need to gamble to know what to do. You don't need to cast lots and roll dice to know, should I go? Should I stay? Should I turn this way? Should I turn that way? Because the Holy Spirit, it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. No more casting lots for you. The Spirit of the living God lives in you. If you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, as many as are led by the Spirit. If you're not led by the Spirit, then you're not a son or a child of God. As many, that's this group here. I always hear my friend Eric Marshall preach this. As many, that's like he's pointing to a group. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these, this group here, is that you? These are sons of God. No more casting lots. And you won't find them casting lots in the Bible anymore. This is it. The Holy Spirit is here. There's no need to cast lots anymore. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Now, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit that gave them utterance. Notice, please, too, that when people spoke in tongues, they were speaking in another language, and they were speaking in a language that other people understood. Verse 5. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Do you see that? That's Acts chapter 2 in verse 6. When this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in their own language. This was the early gift and the evidences of the Holy Spirit upon them as they were speaking in another language. Speaking, that's what it says here in this verse. When the sound occurred, a multitude came together. They were confused because everyone heard them speaking in his own language. So you speaking in tongues is like you speaking in Russian when Russians are in your church. It's like you go. It's like having special guests, Swedish people in your church, and you turning around and speaking to them in a language that they understand. This is the early gift of tongues, is speaking in another language that somebody else understands. And remember, all this is done so that the name of Jesus Christ will be magnified and glorified. All of this. Speaking in tongues is done so that the name of God is glorified and magnified, so people would believe in Jesus Christ. That's the purpose of all this, is so people would believe in the gospel message, is why these people spoke in tongues. Verse 7, then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? How is it then that we hear, each in our own language in which we were born, Parthians and Medes, Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans, Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Boy, somewhere along the line, that just got lost on us today. The gift of speaking in tongues is so that people would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is the purpose. I can't stress it enough, because it's misused here today. It's misused all the time. The purpose in the book of Acts for speaking in tongues is so that people would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Not to draw attention to yourself or one's own self. The purpose of speaking in tongues is so that people would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that the name of God would be honored and glorified and magnified. And that's it. Now I'll continue reading here. Pick it up in verse 14 under the subject of Peter's sermon. But Peter, well, I guess one verse earlier than that, it says, they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what could this mean? Others were mocking, saying, they're full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, he raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, verse 17. Now he is about to quote here Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. Now it shall come to pass in the last days, says God. Now remember, the last days, friend, remember what we just looked at last week. The last days, I put it to you, is the day that these guys cricked their necks and looked up, and it says a cloud received them out of their sight. And they said, men of Galilee, the angels, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who you saw go up into heaven will so come in like manner. That right there, had God turn over the hourglass and the sands to start to go through once again and starts. This is what enables you to say to your neighbor, we're living in the end days. Once Jesus Christ was taken away, the world is on alert and it's on standby, waiting for his return. This is the last days. This is what started it. Verse 17, it'll come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Now, as Peter's going to tell us, all this has already happened. He says it. This is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Everything you're seeing here, this is the day of Pentecost he's talking about, not tomorrow. The day of Pentecost, but this kind of overlaps and continues into tomorrow right here. This verse 20, the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I would say right there, we've got a long prophecy. We don't have to speculate what the first half of this means. Peter says, this is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel. In other words, this is the fulfillment of Joel 2:28. You're seeing it. It's the day of Pentecost. But We haven't seen the end of this yet. This prophecy is far-reaching, the same as Daniel's 70 weeks. 70 weeks are determined for you to make an end of sin. We're still waiting for that last week to come to pass. Here, verse 20, we're waiting for the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. Haven't seen that happen yet. We're still waiting. But this I say to you, we're in the last day. Once the Lord Jesus Christ was taken away and a cloud received him out of their sight, we have entered into the last days. This is how the Apostle John can say, little children, this is the last hour. This is how he can say that. Scoffers might scoff at that, but you don't understand. Once the Lord Jesus Christ was taken away, this world and everyone in it is on high alert, waiting for him to return. That could be any time, perhaps today. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make
me an instrument. You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome, welcome. Oh, this is
the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
We survived all the food yesterday.
Yes. And we are so thankful for the outpouring of love at the One Love Thanksgiving on yesterday. It was a tremendous time for everybody who came out and supported. We just want to say on this morning,
big shout out,
thank
big
you,
shout
thank out. You, thank you, thank you. And to the coordinator, Miss Keisha Barrett of Pebbles Catering and Event Design. All of your hard work came together. Everything you saw in the invisible became visible through your diligence.
Yes.
And we want to thank all the sponsors. There was an outpouring of sponsorship from local businesses who donated food items, drink items. There was clothes that were given away. We had a wonderful time. It was a lot of work, but it was worth it. It was a lot of work, but it was worth it. So thank you to Miss Keisha Barrett and her team. If you're looking for a catering and an event design, reach out to her. Her place is 1046 Dixon Boulevard. She has a showroom. She'll do a tasting for you. She caters all sorts of events at her location and at other locations. So we want to thank her. And if you need more information on her business, you could go online to Pebbles Catering and Event Design. Pebbles Catering and Event Design.
Now we got to work off of food.
We eat all that food. Now, on Friday, we're going to work it off.
So this is the day we go to exercise and work off the food.
Some people are working it off in the mall and in the shop.